It's Pentecost, and that's why Ray is in, and we're talking about Pentecost.
Pentecost. It's not a game.
Not a game.
You know, we are just talking about the fact, the huge difference at when you talk about the Holy Spirit, is he sometimes represented by leaven, which is very unusual, because usually unleavened means the sinlessness and focus on Jesus. But when you talk about yeast and leaven, it changes. It brings change inside of you. And so that's the job of the Holy Spirit. So at Pentecost, one of the things that is offered up is leavened bread. But I just read part of that scripture. So there's a bunch of things going on. And what's interesting is I always just like to sum it up by saying there's more, there's more, there's more. And this is why. Present with that unleavened bread 7 male lambs, each a year old, without defect, 1 young bull, 2 rams. They'll be a burnt offering. Remember that. Burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering, and aroma pleasing to the Lord. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering, 2 lambs, each a year old, for a fellowship offering or peace offering. So there's a lot of bloodshed at this one. Mm-hmm. There's essentially every single type of offering is made at Pentecost. So now there's 4 kinds of offerings, in case you didn't know. The meal offering is the leavened bread that's waved literally in the air, flour, frankincense, oil, and salt. This it represents an unblemished life. Not from salvation, but from the indwelling Holy Spirit leading you to repentance. You're made from the finest flour, which means in order to receive the baptism, you're holy from the blood of Jesus. You can't get that before Jesus. But you are leavened. You are overcoming sin daily. All right, the second is a burnt offering. Now, obviously, when it's called a burnt offering, some of us cook that way, but it's all burned. There's nothing left. It's the life and death of Jesus perfectly accomplished the will of God. He died. In other words, it's over. Right? The sin offering is for the remission of sin. Lost people cannot receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So again, all the different pieces of this for, you know, 1,500 years before Jesus came and died, rose again, and then poured out the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. All of this was going on all this time, and all these things that they were doing represented this. The fellowship or peace offering, well, Jesus became our peace or substitute. So that's also present. So you deal with sin, you deal with everything as on Pentecost. So the focus is on wheat, but they also, of course, there's lots of other things in the crop, 7 different crops. But it says, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of the field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. That's all part of the verses that tell you how to celebrate or what to do at Pentecost. So, as I mentioned before, it's the day that the Holy Spirit came upon the believers gathered together. So what happens when the Holy Spirit comes into your life? You manifest the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. The Feast of Weeks is fulfilled in the empowering of the church to bring the harvest of the gospel. And that means you don't look at your life anymore as all yours. Mm. You leave the edges. And that's a very important part of allowing other people to glean. So if you don't ever share Christ, if you don't ever give, if you don't ever do those things, you're never going to accomplish the mission of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's powerful to think about.
Yes, it is.
It's Pentecost, and that's why Ray is in here this morning teaching on that. We're going to come back in a few moments after this really cool song from Elias Dumer.
Don't you love his name?
Well, it's Dummer, and I'm
you
not going to
call him Dumber. Right?
No, it's Dumer. And if it's not, that's how we're going to pronounce it anyway. And we're going to pray.
Yeah,
we're going to pray in just a few moments. Stick around.
Victory 91.5.